This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we're speaking with Patrick Henry, the CEO of Grow Guru, which is in the strategic water management space, serving commercial farmers. And Mr. Henry, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So what is Grow Guru's mission, and what are some of the biggest national and global problems that Grow Guru is addressing here?
Well, Eric, it's kind of interesting. You remember the old, you know, save the planet t-shirts, which I always thought was kind of a joke when they came out. And, you know, that's really what we're focused on. You know, if you look at what Grow Guru is focused on doing, it's all about strategic water management for commercial farmers. We help farmers increase crop yield and at the same time more efficiently use water and other scarce resources in a more sustainable way. A big part of that, if you look at kind of the really big picture, we have a growing population. We don't have enough food and water to feed that growing population. And 70% of the world's fresh water supply is used for agriculture irrigation. And we need to increase the amount of food by 50% by 2050 just to keep pace with population growth. So these are big global problems where we talk about a lot of things on the news related to climate, but there really is nothing more strategic to life than having, you know, a sufficient fresh water supply to drink and enough nutritious food to eat. So that's kind of what Grow Guru is focused on at the really big picture level.
I like it, and I certainly do appreciate it as well. So tell me, what makes you confident in your solution to these challenges mentioned when so many others have been unable to do so?
Well, I think a big part of it is the traction we've already established in the market. So a little bit more about our solution. We've developed a proprietary, now patented, wireless technology that allows us to communicate through the soil, through multiple feet of soil. And the reason why this is important in the agriculture space is that the sensors, soil sensors, which have been around for over 20 years, are an incredibly valuable tool for managing soil health as well as crop growth and crop efficiency, basically process control for the crop. Unfortunately, these soil sensors had to be annually installed and removed in field crops, which is 85% of the irrigated acreage. These are field crops are things like corn and soybeans, wheat, sorghum, cotton, you know, the big land crops. So what Grow Guru has done is we've developed this wireless underground system, we call it the WUGS, and we attach that to the soil sensor to allow us to permanently install the soil sensors even in annual field crops. So this gives us a continuous data stream year-round for, well, actually in perpetuity. The battery life on the product's 5 years, but as soon as we kind of get the tail end of the first one, we install another one. So we pass that information up to the cloud. We apply our machine learning algorithms, AI, artificial intelligence in the cloud, which is really basically the combination of crop science or agronomy with data science. So all of our smart guys that understand that stuff have developed algorithms that interpret all this information, as well as the information we get from our partners like weather forecast, rainfall, the as-applied information from the irrigation system. And then we make recommendations about when and how much to optimally irrigate to get the best results. And we do that via a very simple, intuitive, farmer-friendly user interface that they can access on their cell phone or on their tablet or on their computer. And the reason why we have so much confidence in the solution is we've just completed our fifth year of deployment of the wireless underground system. The results are terrific, way exceeding our expectations and the expectations of the farmers. We have over 200,000 acres under management. We our existing farmer customers represent about 1 million deployable acres. And our existing dealer footprint represents, you know, over 20 million acres. So I think the key thing around the feedback from the customers and from our channel partners is the scalability of the GrowGuru solution is really unprecedented in the market. The scalability of the hardware in terms of install time and install efficiency, and the fact that we only have to do an install once every 5 years, the scalability of software in terms of how easy it is to use, and the scalability from our market channels. So it's not just based on our theory on a piece of paper or our strategy. This is based on real feedback from real customers where we've established kind of that initial footprint, and now the plan is to grow from that.
Good stuff right there, and that certainly is eye-opening details right there for sure. Now, with a scalable solution like the one you just described, what types of partners and or collaborators would you like to connect with to make this even more impactful?
Yeah, so there's really kind of a few different strategic partners that we are currently working with, and we need to expand our relationships in those areas. The first is with the irrigation equipment manufacturers. We already have partnerships with three of the four major center pivot irrigation systems, and even more than that if you look at irrigation control. So we have probably about 85% market share of the center pivot irrigation. These are the big circles you see on the ground when you're flying over the Midwest. And this includes people like Valmont, which is also called Valley Irrigation, Lindsay, Fieldwise, Pivot Track. So those are currently partners. We want to continue to expand and grow our partnerships there. And then also in the drip irrigation space, two of our key channel partners are installers of drip irrigation systems as well in the Midwest. So they're going to continue to be very important, as well as their suppliers, the big suppliers of what we call drip tape, are Jane, Netafim, and Rivalis. So we have strategic relationships with them as well. So that's kind of bucket number one. Bucket number two are the big farm input companies. These are the guys that supply seed or crop protection, which is, fungicides, pesticides, herbicides, all that kind of stuff. And the big three in that space are Corteva, which is a joint venture of Dow and DuPont. Bayer, the aspirin company, which actually is huge in ag. They bought Monsanto, and then Syngenta. And then we have some smaller players we're working with in that space as well. The third area is really farm equipment guys. These are guys like John Deere, Case New Holland, Komatsu. Again, we have some relationships there. We want to grow those. And then the fourth area is really around ag retailers. These are the big retail outlets that sell to farmers. So it's not really B2C. It truly is B2B, because these farmers are big operations, these big commercial farmers. Even if they're multi-generational family farmers, these are major businesses. So these are guys like, Nutrien, Simplot, CHS, probably a lot of names you've never heard before, but these are household names in the ag industry. And then finally, the guys that do the infrastructure for our tech products. These are guys like Verizon. We've got a partnership with them for getting the data from the field to the cloud. And then people like AWS, Amazon Web Services for cloud hosting, Google. The other big players in that market are people like IBM and Microsoft. So the big data companies also are taking more and more of an interest in the ag space over time. So really kind of a broad set of ecosystem partners. Some of these folks will also be channel partners over time. Some already are at the dealer level. So this is something that we'll want to continue to expand that over time as we grow our business.
Exciting stuff, and I got to hand it to you. What a vision, and we're appreciative of that today. We're speaking with Mr. Patrick Henry, the CEO of GrowGuru, which is in the strategic water management space, servicing commercial farmers here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, let's talk about the farmer now. How would you like to encourage the farmers that are listening to the show today?
Yeah, I mean, farming is hard. I mean, it's a very difficult, technically complex job. I mean, the perception is, somebody that's out, not really doing much or with a plow or whatever. Farming has become incredibly technology driven, all the way from kind of driverless tractors, driverless harvesting equipments, the types of seeds they use, the type of pesticides they use, and then now going to, organic farming and regenerative ag. So there's a lot of complexity. And one of the things with, you know, any business, but in particular with farming, is you've got to make the solutions very easy to use and easy to sell and easy to understand, even though there might be a lot of technical complexity, because farmers just don't have the time. So if you're, you know, you first, of course, you have to be addressing a big problem that, you know, is becoming even more of an issue over time. And this is water scarcity in a lot of parts of the country and parts of the world. And then being able to more efficiently grow a crop, obviously, that's very important. But then it's got to be easy to use. We've got one farmer, a customer partner of ours in the Texas Panhandle. And I asked him, I'm like, how do you manage irrigation? He says, I've got to look at 5 computer screens and have a yellow pad. So I'm like, I think we can help you with that. So it's really simplifying things, making things more straightforward, and then also providing a solution that they can trust, that they can rely upon. Because a lot of these solutions that have been out there, they're just not very trustworthy. So kind of building that know, like, and trust factor. And finally, you know, our channel partners are critically important because they're really a trusted advisor network where they've already got those relationships established with the farmers. And, you know, they become the first line of defense if there are questions related to the solution as we're kind of getting farmers ramped up. Typically, year one is a major learning year for the farmers. Year two, they're like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. There's data that I've never seen before. And then by year three, they're really using the system pretty efficiently. So, you know, working with the farmers, you know, kind of making sure that you're holding their hand to some extent, making things simple to install, simple to use, becomes very, very important to grow the business.
And just on a personal note, farmers, I certainly do appreciate you and all your hard work. You certainly impact the planet in a positive way, and I am so thankful for that, and I'm sure the listeners agree. Now, let's turn this now to the consumer. Why is the work being done at Grow Guru important to consumers, and how are you creating a healthier, more sustainable future for all of us?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on the food companies. One example, one of our big customers is CSS Farms. They're a big potato grower for Frito-Lay, which is part of PepsiCo. And the data that we're providing, it becomes very important for, you know, PepsiCo's sustainability programs. And this really starts with the consumer, where they want more sustainability. They want to have regenerative ag practices. They want to not destroy the planet in the process of growing food. Obviously, everybody needs to eat, but at the same time, we got to make sure that the earth survives for our kids and grandkids, and the consumers are demanding more things like this around regenerative ag, around carbon capture, to make sure that, you know, the planet doesn't, you know, heat up and have a huge problem as it relates to climate. So there's just a lot of things where the consumers are putting pressure on the food companies, which kind of flows downhill to our customers, where they're saying, hey, we need to be able to provide data that shows that our sustainability programs are really effective and they're really working and we're really making a difference.
And that certainly is what it's about, and you're certainly making an impact in the space, and we thank you for that once again. Now, switching gears as we conclude, what encouragement and guidance would you give to the other entrepreneurs out there tuning in?
Yeah, I would say, just like farming, entrepreneurship is hard. And the thing, I mean, this is my 4th tech company that I've run and built. I've built multiple tech businesses. As you know, I've built a company, taken it public, $1 billion IPO on NASDAQ. So I've got some experience on what to do and some experience on what not to do. And I think one of the most important things, if you're getting into entrepreneurship, is you've got to be in it for the long term. And, you know, there's a lot of challenges, and not quitting when things get tough is probably the most important thing. And it's a tough environment out there to raise capital. They talk about, you know, all this venture capital out there, and that's really for late stage companies. It's not really for early stage and seed stage companies. So it's been a grind. It's been a grind building this business, you know, through COVID, through the recession, through inflation, through all those different things. And, you know, having been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, you learn that there are business cycles, and it's not an excuse for, you know, giving up or quitting or anything like that. I saw something really funny the other day that kind of I related to heavily, both from my childhood as well as to being an entrepreneur. And it was this little kid. He said, I got late to practice and my coach made me run laps, and my dad was the coach and he drove me to practice. So there are no excuses, So you've got to perform. You've got to do what's necessary. And, that's just the way it is in entrepreneurship.
Great example, great advice as we conclude here today. And if listeners wanted to tap into Grow Guru and or to get more information, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so our website is at www.growguru.com. We can also be found on social media on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, either at Grow Guru or at My Grow Guru, depending upon which platform. And I'm sure all that will be in the notes for the publication as well. But thank you so much again, Eric, for having me on. It's been a while since we've talked, but a lot of exciting things happening at Grow Guru. And I think we're going to really make a big impact on things that are important to our planet.
Hats off to you, and certainly do appreciate your time spent with us here today and your visits here on EPN over the years. Again, it is growguru.com. Mr. Henry, all the best. And look forward to another conversation right here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Again, we've been speaking with Patrick Henry, the CEO of Grow Guru, which is in the strategic water management space, servicing commercial farmers. And for all the details, visit growguru.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.